Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Deeper Truth. I am Donald Hartley, known as the Catholic Defender. Today is November the 17th, 2022, the Feast of Saint Elizabeth Hungary, which we will be covering her story here in just a few moments. And also, November the 17th is my son Nathan's birthday. Happy birthday, Nathan. And so, we are continuing through the month of November, the memorial prayer for the suffering souls in purgatory. And this is part 13.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And we're going to begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary. At midnight in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold, in that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech you, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, my healing, my wife Gigi's healing. We pray for America. We pray for all those who are in most need of your mercy. We pray for all the prodigals, all those who are sick and in much distress. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all. Through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may see, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Almighty God, Father of goodness and love, have mercy on the poor suffering souls and grant them your aid. To my dear parents and ancestors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my brothers and sisters and other near relatives, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my benefactors, spiritual and temporal, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my former friends and subjects, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all for whom love or duty bids me pray, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have suffered disadvantage or harm through me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have offended me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all those who are especially beloved by thee, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is at hand, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who desire most to be united with you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who endure the greatest suffering, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is most remote, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are least remembered, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are most deserving on account of their services to the Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the rich, who now are the most destitute, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the mighty, who now are as lowly servants, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the blind, who now see their folly, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the frivolous, who spent their time in idleness, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the poor who did not seek the treasures of heaven, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the tempted who devoted little time to prayer, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the indolent who were negligent in performing good works, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those of little faith who neglected the frequent reception of the sacraments, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the habitual sinners who owe their salvation to a miracle of grace, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To parents who failed to watch over their children, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To superiors who were not solicitous for the salvation of those entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the souls of those who strove for hardly anything but riches and pleasures, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the worldly-minded who fail to use their wealth and talents in the service of God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who witnessed the death of others but would not think of their own, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who did not provide for the great journey beyond and the days of tribulation, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose judgment is so severe because of the great things entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the popes, rulers, kings, and princes, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the bishops and their counselors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my teachers and spiritual advisors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the deceased priests of this diocese, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all the priests and religious of the whole Catholic Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the defenders of the holy faith, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died on the battlefield, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are buried in the sea, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died of stroke or heart attack, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died without the last rites of the Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who shall die within the next 24 hours, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my own poor soul, when I shall have to appear before your judgment seat, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. O Lord, grant eternal rest to all the souls of the faithful departed, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And today's feast day is Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. And Jesus warns, again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. But just two verses later, Jesus says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In other words, it is not money that is the real issue, it is the love of it. Saint Elizabeth is an example of how God can use someone who is wealthy because they place him first over all their blessings. Saint Elizabeth of Hungary was born in Hungary on July the 7th, 1207, to the Hungarian king Andrew II and Gertrude of Moravia. She was born of noble birth. From her young age, she was given the prestige of royalty. At age 4, Saint Elizabeth was sent to the court of Landgrave of Thuringia to prepare her for a marriage arrangement from her father. She was to be educated for such a marriage. When St. Elizabeth was 6 years old in 1213, her mother, Gertrude, was murdered by Hungarians who had been quarreling with Germans who had not accepted her nationality coming from Moravia. From this time forward, St. Elizabeth placed the Virgin Mary as her spiritual mother, leading her to prayer, which offered her peace in difficult times. In 1221, St. Elizabeth was married to Ludwig, whom she grew to love with all her heart. She bore 3 children, one of which became an abbess of a German convent. That speaks loudly of St. Elizabeth. Through all this time, St. Elizabeth continued to grow in her holy Catholic faith, placing prayer as her strength. Her desire to serve the poor throughout the province of Thuringia was supported by her husband, Ludwig, who admired his beautiful wife. St. Elizabeth had a special beauty surrounding her that was manifested holiness. Her husband truly loved her. She practiced penance, living an austere life grounded in the gospel. Charity was the seal of her governing, which the people lifted her up in prayer. From the time she was 16 years old, St. Elizabeth was captivated with Franciscan friars, teaching the simple way of life, giving up all possessions to follow Christ. She became a great admirer of St. Francis of Assisi. In 1223, Franciscan friars arrived in Thuringia and taught 16-year-old Elizabeth all about Francis of Assisi. When traveling out among the people, St. Elizabeth was known to wear modest clothing as she fed the hungry throughout the countryside. In 1226, a terrible flood brought hunger and disease through Thuringia, which caused much suffering. St. Elizabeth gave away much of her royal clothing and sold them to care for the victims, and ultimately built hospitals, helping 1,000 people per day. That is triage. St. Elizabeth again felt the sword of sorrow as her beloved Ludwig dies as a result of illness he received helping the poor. The Lord gave them happiness and joy for a number of years. It was truly a fairy tale marriage. With this tragic event, St. Elizabeth vowed never to marry again and to live the life of a religious vocation. Because of her beauty, many sought her hand in marriage, but she took her vows before God seriously. She was obedient to her confessor, Father Conrad of Marburg, who maintained a high standard of holiness for her. By today's standards, it would be abusive, as she received beatings and her children were sent away. Obviously, her family members were pressuring her for her to remarry. In 1228, St. Elizabeth became a member of the Third Order of St. Francis, finding another hospital in honor of St. Francis. She acted as a nurse, helping the sick, which ultimately exposed her to these illnesses, and she became sick. After a short period of illness, St. Elizabeth, at age 24, died on November 17, 1231, in Marburg. Her faith totally intact. Her love for God was above all else, as she ministered to the sick, as her husband Ludwig had done. St. Elizabeth became known for the miracle of roses. During one of her many trips helping the poor, her husband asked her in front of envoys representing the king, accusing her of concealing bread taken from the castle. As she revealed the contents of her cloak, white and red roses were seen. Ludwig took this sign as God's protection. Even St. Elizabeth's brother-in-law attempted to find her guilty of taking things from the castle, only to find more flowers. Once a leper was found lying in her husband's bed. Ludwig's mother discovered that Elizabeth had allowed the leper to rest. Ludwig's mother was not happy with what she witnessed and told her son of what she saw. In removing the blankets and sheets, Ludwig exclaimed, "Almighty God opened the eyes of my soul. Instead of a leper, I saw Christ crucified, stretched out upon the bed." After her death, miraculous healings began to occur where people were praying at her gravesite near her hospital. Many healings took place between 1235, which were witnessed by her companions. The population, which inspired Pope Gregory IX, canonizing her on May 27, 1235. St. Elizabeth's body was laid in a gold shrine, which her body was scattered by her descendants because the Calvinists sought to destroy and profane the church. St. Elizabeth's feast day is celebrated on November the 17th and she is the patron saint of bakers and beggars, brides, charities, death of children, homeless people, hospitals, sisters of mercy, widows. Saint Elizabeth is often depicted with a basket of bread to show her devotion for the poor and hungry. She is also painted in honor with the miracle of roses and crucifix in the bed. Saint Elizabeth has been praised by Pope Benedict XVI as a model for those in authority. My oldest son, Nathan, was born on November 17th, 1980. And Jesus said, he said in Matthew chapter 19, 21, if you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. That's what he said to St. Matthew, who was a tax collector. And that's exactly what St. Matthew would do. Gave all that up and became an apostle. What a powerful story. And there's a lot of similarity with St. Elizabeth of Hungary and St. Margaret of Scotland. Both of them, saints, were queens and were mothers and taught their children the Holy Catholic faith and reached out to help the poor. That's amazing. St. Margaret of Scotland and St. Elizabeth of Hungary. What a powerful story.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And praying and dedicating this for the poor souls in purgatory. And Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic author, speaker, and singer, artist. She takes the words of Saint Gertrude, praying for the holy souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. And Donna Corey Gibson puts this prayer into her song, 1,000 Souls. Advent is a time of anticipation for Christ's birth in the season leading up to Christmas. But that is only part of it. The word Advent is derived from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. In the Greek translation, this means parousia. Excuse me. Scholars believe that during the 4th and 5th centuries, Advent was a season of preparation for the baptism of new Christians at the January Feast of Epiphany, the celebration of God's incarnation represented by the visit of the Magi to baby Jesus, Matthew chapter 2:1. His baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, John chapter 1:29, and his first miracle at Cana, John chapter 2:1. During the season of preparation, Christians would spend 40 days in penance, prayer, and fasting to prepare for the celebration. By the 6th century, Roman Christians had tied Advent to the coming of Christ. The coming they had in mind was what they had in mind was not Christ's first coming, but his second coming as the judge of the world. It was not until the Middle Ages when the Advent season was explicitly linked to Christ's first coming, Christmas. It's not too late to take a tip on Christmas gift giving from two doctors of the church, St. Alphonsus Liguori and St. Teresa of Avila. You can help a soul in purgatory reach heaven on December 25th. And marking the 8 days of the octave of Christmas, you can keep giving and keep helping through January the 1st. It will may be you're unfamiliar, that you may be unfamiliar with the revelations of both St. Alphonsus and St. Teresa that say most souls are released from purgatory on Christmas Day, not All Souls' Day. It seems the solemnity of the Nativity of the Lord is when purgatory is least populated. Then, too, it might be you're a little unclear on the church's teaching on purgatory. Here's what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says. All who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation. But after death, they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. The church gives the name purgatory to this final purification of the elect, which is entirely different from the punishment of the damned. From the beginning, the church has honored the memory of the dead and offered prayer and suffrage for them, above all the Eucharistic sacrifice, the Mass, so that thus purified they may attain the beatific vision of God, that is heaven. The church also commends almsgiving, indulgences, and works of penance undertaken on behalf of the dead. Let us help and commemorate them. Let us not hesitate to help those who have died and to offer our prayers for them. This is the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1030. Through 1032. And the year 2022 is dedicated to the Mother of God. Now in my prayers, I can say, Mother Mary, Pope Francis has given you permission to enter into time and history. The Catholic Church calls her the Queen of Mercy, with good reason. God cannot be outdone in his mercy. Pray for your family members, even those who lived generations before you. One day we will meet in heaven, and the souls of those released you secure through prayer, penitence, acts of mercy and love will be most grateful to you. Imagine this joy of seeing God face to face. They will become your intercessors too. So go back in your family tree and pray for those you know by name. Don't know by name. You might assume that they have already reached heaven. That might not be true. I've been offering the plenary indulgence for family members that have passed. And if they're not damned, that can and help someone some. So they might need one rosary or one mass offered for them to be released. No prayer goes unused. If they have already reached the joys of heaven, God will use those prayers for someone else. Help to end the suffering of the souls in purgatory this Advent, which we're getting ready to run into here. We're running right in. I mean, Advent is right around the corner. So that's why we've put a little focus on it this morning. So help to end the suffering of the souls in purgatory this Advent. Open the gates for them through your prayer. And you will be blessed. And remember the prayer of St. Gertrude. This prayer is said to release 1,000 souls each time it is prayed. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said today, in reparation for sin, for the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those within my own home, and within my family. Amen. And I would encourage that you would make that a prayer and place it within your rosary after each decade. That would be five prayers that way. So thank the Lord for his mercy. Thank the Lord for his love. We have much to be thankful because we are given much. And Donna Corey Gibson, she has taken so many of these prayers and put them into beautiful music. And it's very unique in how she's done this and put these into music as such. The memorial, Amori, is just a beautiful prayer. And so I will end with that, with the memory, Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic artist. Donna Corey Gibson, the Memori. She has a beautiful voice, and she gives it to, she offers herself to the Lord in her music. Beautiful. And with that, we will end today's offering with a memorial prayer for suffering souls in purgatory, part 13. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go with God. Good day.